The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Even though it's been a tough day for Cub fans like me and old Jer, and great days for Sox fans and this Cardinal fan that's like, man, emotions and no logic. You're just like a woman slash Cub fan. And he's like, as a Cardinal fan, I'm loving every second of this. Well, then you're playing with emotions, too, because you're watching.
And you're in the same boat, buddy.
No, don't get way. See, he's
okay,
right.
They're garbage, settle down. Just like us. So there you go.
You just lit the fuse there.
I know.
And remember, Steve Byrne, TBS 1, Steve Byrne 0.
He's after Steve Byrne.
Come in here with that Yankee hat. Like, yeah. This is not a good game,
all right,
man.
Jeremy, we've already covered this. Calm down.
Sorry.
I understand. It's okay.
Jesus. I feel like I'm on the talk now.
TikTok.
What the hell's going on here?
Get out of here.
Bunch of girls.
All right, you stop. You stop. That's enough. I've already covered all the bases on this. Like Anthony's going to do.
What are you ragging on St. Louis for? They're
ahead
of
Christ's sake.
But they're not going anywhere anyway.
They're two games ahead of you. They're going to go a hell of a lot further.
Let me just tell these two.
Oh, my God.
The Guadalupe Squares are coming up in a second. Let's not talk. Don't bring the Cardinals up. That was you, you passive-aggressive prick.
Damn right I am.
Son of a... Anywho.
My man.
It's time for your Guadalupe Squares. And then I was just going to say, I've gotten past it all. And then these two go. It's not over.
They started.
They took our statue. It's time for your Guadalupe Squares. Here's your host of said squares, Mr. Jeremy Bergeron. Keep it cool. Go ahead.
Thank you, Johnny. When it's time in the top left corner, it's Donald Trump.
I understand what losing feels like. Well, actually, I don't. I've never actually really lost anything. You know, sometimes you lose things, and then you just have to go grab them and steal them back. And I think that's it. It's like what OJ always said. You know, when somebody takes something, go get what's yours. And that's exactly what you're going to do. Like me with the presidency and you with Anthony Rizzo, I highly recommend doing what the great Damon Wayans did when he was put in a bag by the guy from Home Alone. And I think it was Dan Aykroyd, and they traded him to the Celtics, and they took him, and they bagged him up, and they kidnapped him in that great movie.
Celtic Pride?
Celtic Pride, thank you. Damon Wayans was a player. They didn't want him to leave, so they bagged him up, and they kidnapped him, so he'd never leave. We need to do the same thing to Rizzo as Cub fans. You know, I'm a Cub fan. I love the Cubs. I also love the Yankees and the Mets and all the teams. I like everybody because they all supported me. I won the election with every vote in the end. Major League Baseball loves me. It's a great thing. Helicopter for sale if you're interested. Make an offer. At the real Donald Trump at TrumpBook.com. I've just started this whole thing because I'm not allowed on the feces books. Nobody wants to be on that anyway.
Feces book?
Feces book. That's what I call it. Feces book because you're just covered in it. I have the Instadons. Also going to give up a slap chop and a Mr. Microphone. They're all for sale at Donald Trump EverythingMustGo.com. Don't worry into it. There is no bankruptcy issue or money problems. Just everything's got to go. You want Ivanka's dresses? We've got those. Chop it. How much for that car? How much for that car, Blue Genie?
$39.95.
Chop it.
$29.95.
Get it out of here. Let's roll that one. Buy all my stuff. We've got a helicopter. It's a 90 Swarovski. It's a good one. Chop it. Get it out there. It's going to be good stuff. Sell any helicopter to anybody. All of them. Except for Stevie Ray Vaughan's family. Probably not appropriate. Not going to do that. It's not funny. It's a legend. He would have voted for me. It's one less vote. Goddamn mountain. Okay.
All right, in the top middle square, it's Nicolas Cage.
Thank you for having me on your show, baby girl. It's nice to be here.
What kind of skull did you bring in?
I brought this dinosaur skull in here from the Flintstone era.
Wow.
Yeah, its name is Dino.
Yeah. Good one, Nick.
That's exactly right, baby girl, and I have to give it back because evidently it was stolen and sold to me on the black market of dinosaur heads. Who knew that was real? But it is.
How many movies you got coming up?
14. Two home movies I'm releasing at Disney+.
You speak in any of them?
No. I found that the best way to do a fast movie is to have no lines in it. Silent movies with Nick Cage coming back. Next one's called Quiet. Yeah. Let's do this. Smack it on the ass, baby girl. Yeah. Buy my dinosaur head. It's for sale at DonaldTrumpsEverythingMustGo.com.
All right, in the top right square, he's here to hang out with Brett. It's John Travolta.
It's not only that, but I'm also boy in the bubble in the water. Hi, Brett. It's good
hey,
to see you again.
Up,
thanks
JT?
For being there. You know what? Brett and I are going to have a huge weekend this weekend. I don't know if you guys know that. But one of our friends is celebrating a huge birthday. You know, John's Holmberg's birthday was last weekend. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Had a great birthday boy weekend. And this weekend, the greatest man to ever walk on the planet.
Yeah.
Frank Stallone turns 71
yeah.
this weekend.
71.
We're doing
yeah.
it.
I'm still celebrating Tony. Tony Sirico.
Tony Sirico. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. a great one. That's a great one.
How many rub downs are you going
to
have?
We're going to go out. We're going to get massages. We're going to try to get our buttholes touched by the masseuses, which is always what I do. I chase them around my b-hole. This is great. And then, of course, we're going to have Frank Stallone perform for us live because he's a dancing monkey. And if
far
you give him some
over.
Money, he'll do it far from over. He'll do it like 100 times in a row. So happy birthday to my best friend from Staying Alive, Frank Stallone. And Brett, you're invited.
Thanks.
Now put this tuxedo on and serve the stars.
All right, in the middle left square, his birthday's coming up. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
My birthday is today, I believe. Happy birthday
to me. Happy birthday, Daddy!
I brought my man, Conendez, who's now in his late 20s, but his balls never dropped, and he sounds like a little boy still.
I made you a mud pie!
Hey, how's your mother doing? How is Ecuador?
Awesome!
It's great. She moved back down to Ecuador.
Totally pumped!
After I made this little bastard. You're a real little bastard. You know what's great? Even I, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who could have done something differently, found out I got the maid pregnant. And you tried to hide it as long as I could. But then once it came out, I was like, you know what? There's no hiding this. This is my little Joseph Banya. You and my guy, Conendez. I stuck around, unlike Toledo's dad. I stayed, even through it all.
Got any room?
You could come over to my house, but you have to get in better shape. Look at you, you jiggly ball
Damn
of jello.
Look at squat Toledo.
Conendez, go over there and squat him.
Ouch,
that's exactly
ouch,
how you do it. Look at how strong.
How many reps, Daddy?
Look at how strong my little bastard is.
No.
He's such a strong
You're not
little
a masseuse.
Bastard. He's such a strong bastard.
Well, man, you got a masseuse over there? I'd love that really muscular young Honduran to come over here and rub me down.
Don't do it, Conendez. He's going to try to touch you with his butthole. It's a reputation he's earned. Anyway, Conendez and I would like to celebrate my birthday with Brett and John Travolta over there at Frank Stallone's house and listen to some good music and have Brett serve out to Sambuca.
Yes.
Make it a thing. All right, go.
What are you rolling that for?
Oh, my God,
yeah.
It's here.
Yes!
Oh, my God. This is really happening. I can't believe this is actually a thing.
I'm so pumped, Daddy.
Oh, my God. Conendez. Come over here for a second.
I need someone.
I need someone to hold me. Make me feel small.
Feel my glutes.
Oh, my God. I can't help but feel your glutes. They're everywhere.
I tell you, the guy is huge. I'm so happy I did it with your gigantic, well-bred mother. Such a gigantically boned woman. Those Hondurans. They have the hips to give. Not like that awful toast-faced woman I was married to for a while, that Kennedy lady. With that giant square face. Her hips were not built to bear a child like Conendez. That's why I had to turn to the maid. Bend that big fat ass over. I got to put a baby in that.
You broke Maria?
Oh, I broke Maria. Look at the square face. It was the worst thing in the world. I used to like to have sex with Maria facing the other way because then I would imagine backing to the left all over again. Wish you were more like your family. Put you in a jump seat.
Travolta, that's not my thigh.
I'm sorry. I don't know. You're so big. You just feel like canned hams all over your body.
All right, in the middle square, he's excited for Jackass Forever. It's Jackass Brady.
I'm making my pitch, my audition. You guys heard of yesterday for National Chicken Wing Day. I'm going to wear 12 U wings in my body. I didn't even know it, but now that I do, I can't let go. Hooters sells earrings that are shaped like real chicken wings. I'm getting a Prince Albert. I'm getting a Jacob's Ladder. I'm getting one of my scroot. I'm getting two nips. I'm getting the ears, the lip, the eyebrows, the whole thing. One a month for 12 months, and then Brady's ear wings calendar's coming out because I'm a jackass.
What about the butt cheeks, Brady?
Got to get the butt cheeks done like my idol.
Post it.
Steve-O. He's my man. My butt cheeks are going to take a big post to get these things together.
That's a full-size chicken.
That is going to be a rotisserie chicken on
a
post.
Just set it and forget it.
It's going to look like a luau back there. You set it and forget it, indeed. That is a big-ass chicken I'm stapling to that butt.
Slow and low.
But it'll put me in Jackass 5, which is my dream, since I've been friends with my boy Steve-O.
Brady, don't do this to yourself. You're not a proper jackass. I'm a jackass.
I'm just training. I'm just like Bam Margera. I'm a jackass.
All right, in the middle right square, he just bought a giant gold tub for his wife. It's Mike Tyson.
This is jackass. It's so funny. I'm
not as funny as your show, man.
My show, the Mike Tyson Mysteries, is a very funny show. Brady, I've always marveled at you being alive at this age. I always look at your body and wonder, how is he doing this? It's unbelievable. You make me laugh out loud. Sometimes LOL, I say. And then I bought a $2 million bathtub that I would like my wife to get in, but she's gone. Like, I don't have her anymore. So, Brady, this bathtub is it's 24-karat gold bathtub. I think maybe you should get in it.
Oh, I will.
You want to climb in the bathtub with me?
Yeah.
I want to see your chicken wing dick.
I want to even see
it. I understand that. I understand. You had
What's going on? Your
dick built into the chicken wing. And don't make any jokes about it just because a black guy wants to bathe with a dude covered in chicken. That's nothing.
Nothing to do with it?
Nothing to do with it. But I do kind of want to see it. I don't know why I'm drawn to it. It's nothing to it.
All right, in the bottom left square, it's Brady's secret square. Give us some hints, Brady.
Yeah, what's up, bros? I'm 42 years old. I'm just a beautiful man. I was Aquaman. I was Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones.
That's pretty good.
And I bone Lisa Bonet all the time.
Amelia Earhart.
Yep. Ovaltine.
And don't forget your Overton, Young Shavers.
It's not going to be part of that square every time. All right.
That might be an acceptable answer from now on.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Here it comes.
Bottom middle square, here to drown our sorrows, one Harry Carey.
Boy, oh boy. I gotta tell you, I'm a Cub fan, and I've never been a bigger Bud man than I'm gonna be now. How do you get rid of Anthony Rizzo? He's the greatest player we've ever had. He's the... I think so.
Mr. Cub of this generation?
Mr. Cub 2.0 is a great Brett Wrestling player. I gotta tell you, this is depressing. Even up here in heaven, I don't like it at all. I've always said it as a broadcaster that I thought New York City was the capital of the world. Evidently, you're not allowed to talk about that anymore. Thanks, Tom. Boy, oh boy. Holy cow! Rizzo going deep in a Yankee outfit. I'm going to guess. Dutchie still alive?
Good God,
the lady
she still lives in the hotel.
Unbelievable. She's up there in the hotel, probably crying her eyes out and using it as lube. Boy, oh boy. With her little number 40. She's got a little 44 toy that vibrates. And I think she's probably got it up in there right now with the tears flowing and all the pain Chicago feels.
She's going to turn 90 in August.
Boy, oh boy, that's an old batch. I remember I didn't like hitting that 30 years ago. Can't imagine what that cavern's turned into right now. It probably looks like Carlsbad caverns when the bats fly out of it in a freeze frame.
Whole new meaning to the term.
Always
go
turn
Rizzo.
Left.
Boy, oh boy. It's R-I-Z-Z Dutchie's thing. Oh boy.
All right, in the bottom right square, it's the boss man himself, Tripper.
Go, Dodgers, go.
All right, turn his mic off.
Max Scherzer, go. We made all the trades to win, and now we're going to do it again. Yeah.
Go, Dodgers.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Upper Deck. I've never actually heard that in person before because those people have section 520-something. I'm usually down in that... A VIP area right behind the home plate. Panama Jack and Mary Hart. I'm going to the Dodgers games, wait for it, in the playoffs this year, guaranteed.
Not there yet.
Oh, yeah. We're there.
Go Padres!
Yeah, go Padres.
Go Giants.
Okay. And then we'll get another ring. I hope you guys aren't too close to Chris Bryant, because guess how good he's going to look? His blue eyes are about to pop in his brand new blues. Yeah!
Nothing for me and Brett.
I don't want to say anything to the White Sox fans, because his people are shooty. And I'm not talking about the Italians. I'm talking about White Sox fans. Yikes! All right, who's on the phone?
All right, we got Lou and Michelle, the phone sex operator.
Michelle, the phone sex, trying again. All right, Michelle, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Lou, are you there?
I'm here, sir.
There's Lou. All right. Michelle, you pick a square. Go first.
Secret Brady.
All right, it's the secret square. Go.
What's up, Michelle? You want to touch my trident?
I do.
Who is it?
I do. Are you Jason Momoa?
I believe he is. Well done.
Sure am.
Rex gets the square.
Nicely done.
Brady right, always Lou. Gets confused for him.
Yeah. Brady struggles with that every day.
Jason Momoa, Brady, you know.
What's the diff?
So much in common.
I'm Aquaman.
Aquaman.
What's he called?
Aquaman.
Isn't it Aquaman?
Sure.
He's Mexican,
yes.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep. Looks foreign.
All right, Lou, pick a square.
All right, Lou.
Oh, I got to have Jackass Brady.
It's Jackass Brady. All right. Also known as Aquaman. It's a little dangerous, though, because I'm poking holes in my body to get on the next Jackass to be Chicken Wing Man. I'm wearing earrings all over my body. You can get them at Hooters.com. Or when my corpse finally gives up, you can peel them off my whole deal. I'm going to do sounding with a real chicken wing because I'm a jackass.
Brady, I'm telling you, you got to stop. You're not a jackass.
I'm a jackass, Steve-O. Watch me shove a full chicken wing in there. Buffalo Wild Wings got nothing on this.
A little spicy.
Going right in there. You ever stick a wing in your ass, Lou?
I have not.
I've had them come out whole.
What?
It's the same thing. Sometimes I get excited over those, you know, Hooters does that 12 free, 10 free thing, and I'll eat them whole.
You've got a different constitution.
All wings can be boneless if you don't chew them. It's a fact. Next thing you know, you're giving birth to little dinosaur bones. It's the craziest thing.
How have you survived this?
I have no idea. No idea.
Make sure Nick is there.
That's true. Nicholas, do you want to buy some bones? I'll make a couple.
I don't want any of those bones, baby girl. Keep them inside you.
Sometimes when I'm eating, I just wing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a jackass with dad jokes.
All right, Brady, got a question for you. True or false, in Back to the Future, the time machine was going to be a refrigerator.
Sometimes a time machine and a refrigerator are the same thing. You find little gems,
Brady,
back there.
No.
In the second. I forgot
those.
About you.
Don't
you're my. Those. You remind me of last week. Nom, nom, nom. Nom, nom, nom,
I guess that's
nom,
true.
Nom.
Nothing in your fridge is older than a week.
That's what I sound like at the fridge.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's, look at you. It's 1988's Thanksgiving. Nom, 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 nom. Little time machine of
cheese
treats.
Cheese is supposed to be aged, right,
Brady? That's exactly right. Aww. Becomes different stuff. A fine cheese ages in my time machine. Oh, yeah. I just found a piece of cake from Princess Di's wedding.
Don't eat that.
I'm going to eat it.
Too late.
It was in the time machine. It just appeared. And sometimes future stuff shows up. That's called going to the grocery store. And stuff it in your time machine, and it's the best time ever.
True,
I'll say it was supposed to be an appliance, so true.
He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I'll disagree.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. It was true. X gets the square.
I know why they didn't do it. Because kids would have climbed in refrigerators and tried to go back and have sex with Michael J. Fox's mom.
You ever get locked in a fridge, Brady?
Oh, yeah.
Locked in a fridge.
Impossible.
Dreams do come true. Oprah had a fridge made in my shape.
Cleaned it out.
Yeah, it was the shape of my body so I could live in it. Locked in a fridge? Oh, my God. Did I win the lottery? Anyway.
All right, Michelle, you could take John Travolta for the win.
Oh, my God, it's all on me.
Yes.
Okay, this is great. It's going to be great. All right, Brett and I are very excited. I always have Brett up in my square because,
shoot your shot, John.
Goomba to Goomba. We're going to go over to Frank Stallone's birthday this weekend. It's going to be outstanding. It's just so much. You like that, right? What did you get Frank this year?
Hair products, of course.
Right, I'm got hair products, still, my guy. Come on. You got hair products. Even though I'm bald now, I still buy hair products because I got a good toupee.
Don't mess with the hair.
You don't mess around with my hair. Don't touch the hair. Frank Sloan's going to be singing up there. Brett and I are going to be putting moose in a salon. It's going to be awesome.
You made your choice.
Yes. How do we not celebrate this American treasure's birthday with a day off?
I thought I was in.
It's the Italian national anthem right here.
I do have to tell you about something, though. COVID has made me nervous, so I have to get into my philanthropic voice right now. I'll tell you guys right now, while you're getting massaged and trying to get the masseuse to touch your butthole, always remember to wear a mask. The Delta variant is very
great
real.
Advice, do it safe.
Breathe into a mask. Also, he can't see your emotions. So he's smiling too hard. He knows you're going to go for the butthole move any second now. It's
you
very
tell
serious.
Tell him, JT.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brett. Brett's always very serious about this kind of stuff, and I like getting serious about charity. And, of course, pandemics. But the pandemic doesn't work this week, and Frank Sloan's coming over the house.
Yes!
Dad. It's going to be unbelievable. All right, go ahead. Ask me a question. Anything.
All right, Mr. Travolta. True or false, E.T. is the highest grossing film of the 1980s.
E.T. is the highest grossing film in the 1980s. All my movies in the 80s were terrible. Not a one was good.
Wasn't the sequel to
Staying Alive?
Staying Alive was amazing.
It was
Come
terrible.
On, JT.
I'm the first to admit that was a terrible movie. The only reason...
Urban Cowboy.
The Stallones were in there.
Urban Cowboy was 1980, so it was pretty good, but then it all went away. The only reason I did Staying Alive was to meet Frank Stallone.
That's what it's worth.
I mean, that was it. I'm like, I can meet the brother of Sylvester Stallone and become best friends with him. So I would have to say, E.T. was for extra touching.
Yes.
No. I thought that was what it was about, extra touches.
You've been in trouble for that.
I don't know what I've been in trouble for. I mean, everybody, I'm getting the massage. I mean, it's supposed to touch me, and sometimes my butthole cramps.
Terrible rumors.
You get a cramp in your butthole, ow, what's the point of the massage therapist? You're not going to rub that out.
Ow.
Toledo, you got to have a cramp in your butthole.
You're getting them on purpose.
You know why? You know why? You know why? You know why you're fat? Because you don't work hard enough. You never had a butthole cramp.
Ouch.
Is that true, Arnold?
Yeah, that's true.
I
know who you're talking to. Don't throw me.
What are you asking me about that for? When do I ever get the cramp? I'm a specimen of a man. You never get a cramp, Canandas?
Never!
Because we're always working. The only time I did get a butthole cramp was when Canandas' mother took her thick fingers and tried to go back door. Turned out it wasn't a cramp. She was just smashing a hemi. It was the greatest day of my life once she dusted my house.
And like, I thought she picked me. I mean, what's he going on about? Anyway, that's gross, talking about sex with a woman. Anyway, I'm going to have to say that E.T. was probably the highest gross film in the 1980s. I don't remember, but I'll go with that.
All right, he says true. Michelle, you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right, it is true. Michelle wins. Clean sweep.
Yay.
Awesome stuff. Nice job. Hang on.
You're singing?
Everybody's singing.
Oh,
everybody's
JT.
Singing. I'm right. You gotta sing. Be dancing and singing.
It's time to strut.
I'm going to strut out of here. I'm going to go right over to my house. I'm going to pick up Frank Stallone's hair care products. You want to go to Sephora with me after this?
Let's do it.
Absolutely. Get a new hair dryer. A diffused one. You can't do this to your hair. What's the matter with you? Oh my God, this is the greatest
Toledo's
song
Toledo's got a good one coming up.
Host the screening at Perfect for us?
Perfect was terrible.
Got
other
the leg
Jamie
wars.
Lee Curtis is
Jamie Lee Curtis
in there. That's
Jamie Lee
it.
Curtis shows the boobs and everything. Yeah. Don't watch Perfect. Go see
and you Trading have Places. Shorts
Trading Places.
On. I got cute little shorts on because I'm doing a lot of aerobics. I got a lot of butthole cramps in this. I gotta go. Time to just attack and stay. Brady, good luck with that chicken wing thing.
Thank you.
Well, okay, that's enough.
What an amazing square that was.
That is a pretty good square, gotta say. It's good to have him back. And people forget, earlier in the week, he was the boy in the bubble walking across the ocean for the Coast Guard and homelessness.
Relive that in tomorrow's Rewind.
Yeah, you can hear that tomorrow morning. All right, let's get the hell out of here. We're done. Nobody doing a thing?
No.
Did your EOS thing last night? Yep. You're clean. We're just going to cry about the Cubs?
Yep.
Brady's
and
good.
More clear? Trades today.
Oh, there's going to be more today. But Rizzo was... I was expecting
you
that.
You got an hour left, right?
Enough.
Or is it 3 hours?
3 hours.
3 hours.
Until 1 o'clock. Diamondback fans, just be happy you didn't have anything to cheer for all year because it hurts. It hurts when your legends leave. You haven't had any legends. Paul Goldschmidt was probably the closest thing. Like, guys, pay him. For God's sakes, do something. Make this guy the face of the franchise. It hurts when they go. The Experts was not good, but that's where he met Kelly Preston. Quit showing movie posters at Travolta, for God's sake. All right, let's get out of here. We're done. Larry's up next. You guys have yourselves a phenomenal weekend. Happy birthday, Frank Stallone. We'll see you guys Monday right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.